Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Danny Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Well, good morning, Houston. It's Danny Milliken here with Danny Lunderberg.
Good morning, Danny.
No, I'm just kidding, not Lunderberg. That would be a cool name. Linderman, the man, Dan the man, here ready to dish our gardening advice. So in this show, we talk gardening, and we do it because we love gardening, right? Everybody that you're going to hear, every pro you're going to hear, which today, of course, is only Danny, but he's a great pro, is going to be someone that loves to garden and knows a lot about it. And we're super confident about kind of our gathering of experts' ability because we know them. And we know there are beautiful places they put out there. They're the owners and operators and staff members at awesome garden shops all over Houston area. And here's a list real quick. Obviously, we've got Danny and the Linderman Group from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens down there in Richmond, Texas. Danny, tell the good people where Enchanted Forest is.
Enchanted Forest is on FM 2759 by the little town of Booth, Texas.
And it is an awesome spot. You guys got bulk, right?
Yes, sir.
Bulk soils?
Soils and mulch.
Yeah, so it's a place you can go in there and you can do a big project, little project, any kind of project. They got trees, color, great herb selection. It's just a great place, man. Just a great place. Great job.
You bet. That's what we try to do. Help everybody get their big projects or little projects done, either which way.
Absolutely. That is cool stuff. Also, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out there in Katy, a beautiful spot there. Really a well-known national organization for water gardening. So people all over the world respect them for that. Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Louetta. Got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. That's a new group, the Warren's group up there in Kingwood, doing a great job. And just past the Woodlands before you get to Conroe, is Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, and really a hub and haven for awesome native plants. So those are our co-op members. They're kind of the core of our expert team. And like I mentioned, today is the man, Dan the man, the Linderman. Sorry, got a little radio-y there. But I guess it makes sense, right?
There you go. You are.
I mean, we're on the radio, man. So it makes sense to get a little radio-y. Yeah, well, we're behind a little bit, so we're going to go straight to a break now. Again, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Well, as we talk gardening and really get into our conversations today, of course, we're going to bring up Monterey Lawn and Garden Products, because even though it's been this way all year this year, but it is slug, snail, and caterpillar season. And so to protect those plants, especially from the caterpillars we may see coming in here you really need Monterey BT. So Monterey BT is awesome. It's a naturally occurring bacteria that caterpillars just cannot digest. And so you can protect your plants. Right now, lawns are a great thing to do. We are seeing a little bit of the sod webworm and also some lawn armyworms. And so that Monterey is a good thing to put out right now. And again, I totally saved the day on my collard greens this summer because I put some of that sluggo around them. And they were just ruining my greens, my leaves, and the sluggo just stopped them cold. So stopped seeing snails all up on my collards from sluggo. And it's really cool stuff. They also have a sluggo plus that does the crickets, the roaches, the cutworms, stuff like that too. So two great Monterey lawn and garden products, but they have a lot of products. Dan, do you have a favorite product of theirs?
Probably BT. That's one of my favorite ones to use, really.
For sure, yeah.
Sluggo is good. You know, Sluggo is great, but BT is probably, I bet I recommend BT a lot more than I do the Sluggo.
Yeah, you know, most years we don't have slugs too bad past winter, you know, past early spring. And so you don't really need the Sluggo. You get it, you use it, you get it when you need it because it works so well. But that BT, we're always having some sort of caterpillar pest around here.
You bet.
That is a good call. Well, you can always check them out. All of our Garden Pro nurseries have them. Southwest Fertilizer's got them. And just also their website's pretty rad, MontereyLawnGarden.com. Well, speaking of websites, Danny, the HomeShowGardenPros.com is a pretty cool website. And they got a lot of cool little features on that thing. We got the Listen Now button that you can literally listen to me and Danny now. Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest. Pretty cool guy. And we're just talking gardening, and so we'd love to hear from you. 281-496-5711. And on that website also is the Ask a Pro button. And on the Ask a Pro button, you're going to be able to send us an email, and we will use this to answer your gardening questions. Because, Danny, the good people, you know, they need to know that when it comes down to it, we want to help you with your gardening problem. We want to help you with what you're dealing with. Danny and I are going to have our ideas and what we're struggling with or what we're seeing kind of in the nursery or in the landscape setting, but we want to know what's on your mind. So 281-496-5711. Danny, are you ready to answer the listener email question of the week?
I'm ready.
All right, it's from Brenda. So Brenda, you saw that picture, sent that picture over to you. Kind of looks upside down, but that's okay. So Brenda says, we live in Pearland and have a very nice yard. Oh, nice. And have been using MicroLife 624 for at least 5 years. But now we have crabgrass, maybe, invading our yard. Not sure what to do. We've had many inches of rain recently. Any idea how to get rid of this weed? It's spreading. Help. And then they say, Danny, you ready for this? They give us some compliments. We really enjoy your show, listen every Saturday morning, and telling all our flower-loving friends about you. And so there we go. We have the picture here. So what's your take on what Brenda's dealing with?
Yeah, it looks like crabgrass. Well, first of all, thank you, Brenda. That's very nice. I'm sure
very nice.
Danny appreciates that. But yeah, it
I love
does
when
look
you're
like
talking the third person.
Yeah, well, Danny one in Danny. So it does look like crabgrass, and AgriLawn is probably the best way to go. Maybe not the only way to go, but the best way to go for that problem.
And you know, absolutely, it works so well on crabgrass; it's ridiculous.
So yes, for sure.
I just and you see a massive infestation. What happens a lot of times? And correct me if I'm wrong here, Danny, but the seeds just come in with a flood. So like maybe you'll have it in an area or a gravel area you didn't even know about. Then you'll get a lot of water in, and the seeds just kind of float around, and they'll settle in a spot. That's why a lot of times you'll see like a group of them pop up at once.
Yeah.
Because those seeds have been laying dormant.
For sure.
So let's just run through what Brenda needs to do. Obviously, needs to run up to Enchanted Forest if she's near you. And get some crabgrass, some AgriLawn, A-G-R-A lawn. So how does she put it out?
Best thing to do is wet the lawn or the area that you're going to put it in and then shake it. It's just in a little shaker. And just shake it out. And, you know, I would try to just treat the areas that has the crabgrass. I wouldn't waste my time treating the whole yard. But and that I'll take care of it and wait a few days and you'll see it starting to work.
And then crabgrass grows in pretty much any soil or healthy soil, or what's the situation?
Usually in everywhere, but it does prefer a little bit off conditions. Where basically no other grass will grow, this will grow. Don't worry.
Gotcha. So maybe doing a little bit extra lawn treatment on top of that MicroLife 624 may be a good thing to do to kind of prevent
getting some MicroLife humates down would probably be a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that probably does the problem as far as like fixing the cultural problem.
Right.
Denny, I've seen it grow a little bit more vigorously when the grass is a little too short also. That can be a problem that contributes to crabgrass problems.
Yeah, that, and then when you cut it short, you'll see it. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So
yeah.
Sometimes you won't see it until you cut it short, and you're like, hey, what is that?
Yeah, because if it's tall, then it's just kind of covered up by that Bermuda or
right.
St. Augustine. Well, awesome. Well, there you go, Brenda. Hope that helps. To me, that was really... when I've seen crabgrass grow in lawns, it's often compaction. So that Humates Plus advice, I think, is spot on, especially with all the rain that we've been dealing with. So 281-496-5711 here on this Labor Day weekend. And we're going to be right back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. But they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. Made in America. Made to last.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, it's Nick at Kingwood Garden Center in Warren Southern Garden. You won't believe the amazing selection of shrubs at Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Garden. Little John Bottle Brush, Hannah Ray Bottle Brush. Also, we have a huge selection of camellias, almost 25 different varieties of all shapes and sizes of camellias coming in. We have also received our final shipment of plumeria this year for the 2021 season, so make sure to stop on by for all your plumeria needs, from planting to fertilizing, and make sure to get those in soon. Fall vegetables are finally here, starting with a great selection of tomatoes and peppers. So get those beds prepped with compost and MicroLife fertilizers and be ready for a great fall harvest. So come on over to Kingwood Garden Center. That's at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive in Kingwood, Texas. Or make your way to Warren Southern Garden at 1675 North Park Drive. And follow us for any new happenings here at the Garden Center on Facebook and Instagram.
And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and Danny.
Thanks, Nick. Yes, Danny and Danny here. Danny Milliken, that's me, and Danny Linderman.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Yes, all right, good. I'm actually, you guys, Danny, I know you know this, but I'm up here in Canada. So I'm in the Vancouver area in a small town called Mission, Canada. So Mission, British Columbia, Canada. So... yeah, doing that up here, a lot of fun. It's so cool coming up here because the plants are completely different.
You're in Canada, huh?
Take off, eh? Yes, yes, I am. My daughter's coming up here for a gap year program, so we thought we'd make a vacation out of it. But, you know, can't not do the show.
Right. How's the weather up there?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's like 52 outside right now.
Oh, man.
And the high, I think, today is going to be like 75. So, ooh.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we're going to do some hiking, some coffee drinking.
There you go.
Visit a brewery. All the things I love doing so much.
That sounds, yeah, sounds really like cool. A pretty good trip.
Yeah, well, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome trip for sure. So, but it is wild seeing all the poplars and all the fir trees and just all the stuff we don't see all that often down there in our Gulf Coast area. So we just got this email in, Danny, from Garrett. Do you see that?
I'm reading that right now. I'm not the fastest reader.
Well, so I'll read it here. So this is another just email that come in on the website, you guys, homeshowgardenpros.com. We do have a very active Facebook page also, but it's a really interesting one. And a lot of times when you guys send emails in the morning, I'm assuming you're around. But he says, I have these mysterious caves, quotes, that have been forming in my front yard and believe it's from a poorly installed irrigation system. Over the years, been washing out slowly. I don't know if that is a case, but it's my only thought. Don't know who to call or fix or look at it, et cetera. Please help. Thanks, guys. Love the show. One thing, when you start a conversation via the website, you go and send one picture, but I'll always follow up and you can send more. So he's lost a lot of the soil, and one hole is 3 feet deep in parts, Danny. So irrigation, I know, is kind of one of your specialties, one of your strengths of our super team. And so what's your take there on that problem here in that description?
If it's 3 feet deep, I doubt it has anything to do with the sprinkler. So what he needs to do is check for leaks, make sure it's not leaking. So run the system and see if there's water shooting down in that hole. I mean, if that's the case, then, yeah, we need to get a repair company out there to fix those leaks. If it is not the sprinklers, it's very likely decaying, tree trunks that were there before the house was built. I think I saw something in there. It was, been there for 5 years or something. And so it can take a long time for wood to decay. And so that may just not be showing up. So it's just kind of hard to say. That picture didn't help me a whole bunch. How about that? I don't know if you got different pictures than I see, but.
I'm not holding anything back, buddy. No, I got there. And I think it's always really hard to help one person via email, especially with a problem that's irrigation related, because there's touch and smell and sight that are so involved with assessing an irrigation program. But if you've had a problem, Garrett, for 5 years, you need to get an irrigation specialist out there.
So like I said, the 3 foot deep thing kind of boggles my mind a little bit.
Like maybe that's a crack in a whole different pipe.
Well, it could be. Yeah. Usually irrigation pipes are only 12 inches deep or so. So I don't know why the 3 foot mark would come up unless it's,
No, it's interesting. We are looking at a problem that we can't really diagnose here, but Garrett, I did send your reply, so feel free to kick me back. But yeah, 3 feet deep, that's actually pretty dangerous height. That you don't really want to be messing with too much. So,
yeah, for sure.
Well, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros are here, and a big part of gardening is composting. Now, really, it's the great soil we use, it's the product we use to make our soil better, but it's also a process that is really important for society because compost reduces greenhouse gases and reduces dependence on landfills. So really a great thing to do. Now, composting takes some know-how. It does take up some space. Sometimes it can be pretty messy. Sometimes there's some bugs that come in. Mine's got a lot of lizards around it, a lot of fun there, but not everybody likes lizards as much as I do. But there's an option. Moonshot Compost will actually do your composting for you. They offer a drop-off and a weekly curbside pickup service. That's right. They will come pick up your compostable waste, especially your kitchen scraps, and they'll take it to somebody who does it professionally, who actually makes better compost than any of us can make at home. Places like Nature's Way Resources. Really cool things. You get to actually keep the critical nutrients in your space. You don't have to take the time, the energy, the know-how to compost. And get this, you earn compost as you send your kitchen scraps off. You actually earn compost back, good compost too. And so, you know, don't spend the time composting. Put a new garden where you're going to put a compost. You know, a lot of times we put it in shady spots, maybe a blueberry garden. I don't know. A lot of blueberries up here. That's why I'm thinking blueberries. So, but it keeps critical, healthy nutrients in your space. Moonshot Compost, really cool stuff. They offer drop-off and pickup services. Now is a great time to get started. So go to this website, startcomposting.com, to see how clean and easy composting can be. Really cool stuff. And, you know, they're just great guys. So, yeah, Danny, we're driving around up here, and there's blueberry farms everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I
bet. Up here, British Columbia, Canada, and, man, it's just crazy. All the blueberries.
How about the Japanese maples?
Oh, yeah, just like a landscape shrub.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Full sun, total landscape shrub. Yeah, it's really wild. I mean, they have them where they're like umbrella-shaped, people shaping them. I saw some that they were shaped just basically like we would see a loropetalum or something like that. Really pretty wild. So
yeah, I've seen some pictures up there.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll send you some, especially those Japanese maples when I get a chance. There's just so many different varieties. It's like being in Arizona with all the cactuses. It's like a whole different. It's like I'm in another country almost.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, 281-496-5711. Double Danny Hour, Danny Power Hour. We're here talking gardening. Want to hear what's on your mind? 281-496-5711. That's our big goal, is to answer your gardening questions, help you with what you got going on. So give us a call this Labor Day weekend. I'm going to say it one more time here, Danny. 281-496-5711. So Danny and I have been talking all week. And, you know, a lot is going on in lawns right now. I'm sure people are coming to the shop all the time. What's their big question about lawns?
You know, probably what to fertilize with and some fungus issues going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, is just a lot of fungus issue.
A little bit of armyworms, a little bit of side web worms.
Yeah. Yeah, you having any problems with your lawn at home?
No.
Ooh,
doing pretty good so far. So far, so good.
That answer, no there, yeah. That's great. Yeah, I had one little bitty patch of looked like sod web worms. It was actually right after you were on last, and we were kind of doing the audio diagnosis, and you were like, well, it looks like you just had a goat back there eating the grass down.
Yeah, that's side web worms and army worms too. Looked like a goat went through there and ate everything up.
Yeah, so I just followed your advice, mixed together some BT and some molasses, and oversprayed the whole thing, and now the grass is growing back real fine. So
the sooner you catch it, the better off you are.
Yes, absolutely. But I do appreciate your help on that. You know, what I'm seeing a lot, getting a lot of emails, a lot of people's calls, are brown patch. And we did discuss how to diagnose that. You basically get a patch where the grass, like, on the edge is kind of coloring yellow, in the middle it just sort of browning. And so what's your advice for people dealing with – what advice are you giving for people dealing with brown patch?
So first thing is watch your watering. You can't control Mother Nature, but you can control your sprinkler system. So that's the first place to start. The micro-grow is what we typically recommend for, the beginnings of brown patch. If we're trying to prevent brown patch, usually a MicroLife brown patch fertilizer. Right. So that's what we're fixing to go to right now.
Okay. Is the micro-grow as a relief?
Right. And then if you can add some humates to it, even better, or a compost or some kind of organic matter to get in there and help that micro-grow do what it needs to do.
Okay. That's good. So those of you out there dealing with brown patch, this is a biological problem you're having. And so your best solution is a biological solution. And that's what Danny's given you, actually group of organisms that are just going to simply put, eat your brown patch. So that's kind of nice. It's going to turn your brown patch into fertilizer. So it's a great thing that we can do when we kind of join the system of nature, which is exactly what Danny's talking about. And Danny, what's great is we're not being all hippy-dippy when we talk about this stuff. It's like literally nature deals with brown patch by making bacteria that eat it.
You bet. You bet.
I mean, that's, and so that's what we're
into. You know, like people want to use a fungicide to kill the brown patch, and that's kind of counterintuitive, I guess you would say. You're pretty much throwing a nuclear bomb at the yard.
Absolutely. And I have literally seen the problem where people have put down fungicide under a tree where the lawn was struggling and really damaged the tree. And, you know, these trees never really recovered and stunted their growth for years, and then they passed. So just be careful with that, you know. A lot of good fungi in your soil. There's a lot in there, so do be careful. 281-496-5711. We do want to hear what you're dealing with. And we got Tom that we're going to get to right when we get back from this quick break. And so, Tom, just hold on a little bit more. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Tomato, tomato. Better get them in the ground tomorrow. This is tomato planting season. Pick ones with shorter production time. It's on the tag. And remember, new plants stress easily. Give them midday shade. The Home Show Garden Pros help you catch up on all your gardening. Ooh, sorry.
All right. Nice little catch up on your gardening. Get it? Get it?
Get it, ketchup.
So we, as we think about all these solutions, what's going to come up a bunch is a company called MicroLife. And they're a wonderful company, A, because they're just great people, B, because they're really looking at our Houston problems and saying, okay, how can we overcome that in a healthy way, in a safe way? Using their stuff, you see healthier lawns, thriving flowers, more delicious vegetables, all naturally occurring. And so from their MicroLife and their MicroGrow product, which is kind of like the brown patch, it's like a inoculant for your lawn, to their hybrid. It's great for summer grass to get speedier growth going. When you do that, you get more growth going. You actually pour more water up out of the soil, and you get just healthier growth, deeper roots. So what's one of your favorite MicroLife products?
You know, we use them all. I mean, we use them all here in the nursery, and you know, I wouldn't say I have a favorite one because I think each time of the year is a different favorite one.
I totally get that. The one I know the two I know I always have in my toolbox are two liquids. One is a horticultural molasses, because to me it's medicine and fertilizer, and the other is a super seaweed. Just really love overspraying that on plants on a regular basis. So those are mine. But you're right, man. All their stuff really works so well. So MicroLife for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Check their website out, microlifefertilizer.com. All right, good stuff. We're going to go straight to Tom. Tom, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Calling in about the gentleman that was having the soil erosion, or he was kind of getting the potholes in his lawn.
Okay, yeah.
I had that problem in my last house and in my current house. In my last house, the city had a sewer line running along the back fence. It had some leaks, and we were getting some really big holes along the back fence. They came out, dug it up, and replaced that line. And same thing happened in my front lawn. It was the same issue, but in different, I guess the lines just kind of ran different, so it just appeared in different places in the lawn. So it just may be if it's going that deep and if it's that big, it may be he might want to check with the city and see where the sewer lines are running.
No, that's a good call. That's a good call. I really do appreciate that. I'll let him know. So, I guess he can just do 811 might be the way to go.
Or, well, 311, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's the call before you dig?
Yeah, it's just kind of general city services. So then they'll come out and they'll mark where the lines are and see whether it is or where it is or not. First question, if I'm going to, I want to add a couple citrus trees, replace some dead ones, when would be the right time to do that?
Right now. I mean, we just counted it the other day. We have 54 different varieties of citrus trees right now.
Oh, so, fantastic. So where are you guys?
We're out in Richmond.
Plug yourself again. Tell me the name of your facility.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens.
And we're out
in Richmond, Texas.
Okay.
So Enchanted Forest, Tom, is not very far from 59.
Yeah,
able to go down south on 59.
Yeah, west of Houston.
I'll look it up. That sounds great. And so, but I'm just kind of concerned about we're still hitting like mid 90 days and stuff like that. So that's not going to be.
No. So you know what? Usually, what I tell customers here at the nursery is, we keep those trees out here in the nursery. We don't put them up at night and put them in the air conditioner or nothing like that. So they're conditioned to being outside. Its main thing is watching the water. So if you're going to, you know, summer's over now, but typically what I warn people is if you're going to go on summer vacation, don't plant a new tree right before you go, because you're not going to water it, and it's going to be dead when you get back.
Right. All right. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet, Tom. And these are the Enchanted Nurseries are two of the best places that I've ever been as far as like, just the whole ambiance, the beauty, the staff is so incredible. And you guys are just doing a great job.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah. 281-496-5711. That is 281-496-5711. And, you know, I think Tom brought up a really great point that we're going to explore a little bit, and that is now that we're kind of recovered from the freeze and we're seeing some stock growing again, let's talk about planting some new citrus. Danny, you cool with that when we get back?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. It's September. Kids are back in school, and it continues to be hot, but those first few cold fronts are on the horizon now. During these hot September days, you'll notice it's cooler in the mornings and in the evenings. So get out there and get as much garden prep done for fall gardening as you can. We have the soils, fertilizers, compost, and plants to create that colorful, lush garden of fall that's so enjoyable because it's actually pleasant to be outside. All those wonderful fall veggies and annuals have started to arrive at our store. And speaking of being outside on those cool fall evenings, why not consider fire and water for your backyard oasis? Doesn't a fire pit and a fountain sound appealing? We've got it for you. All those wonderful fall veggies and annuals have started to arrive. Head on out to Nelson's and get a head start on fall. Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. You can find us. Now back to Danny and Danny.
Thanks, Anita. That's right. Danny and Danny are here. And we do want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. We are here to talk about your gardening problems. So what's on your mind? 281-496-5711. So Danny, Tom really gave us an idea there. He's planting some citrus, and I know a lot of people are getting back into citrus. They're braving it again, and I'm one of them. Two of my trees did survive, but there's some do's and don'ts when it comes to planting citrus. And so let's talk about it a little bit.
All right. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear some tips on actually planting the plants and how to care for them here in early September.
All right, so always first thing first. So we, dig the hole. Maybe you're going to replace a citrus in the same place. Make sure you get the majority of the root system, the trunk out, because when that decays, it'll wind up using all the nitrogen as it decays and not be good for the new plant. Usually what we recommend is compost when you plant. So we amend the soil that we take out of the hole with compost. Mm. And then always plant the plant. Leave the root ball sticking out of the ground maybe an inch or two, maybe 2 inches. And that way,
yeah, I like two. That's nice.
Yeah, when we go to get a bunch of rain, like we're known to do, that plant will not drown. People love to plant them too deep, and that is, it's a death sentence for the plant.
Yeah, it's easy to do, right? You dig that hole, and then you dig it too deep, so you're, oh, put some soil back in. But the soil you took out is a lot looser than the soil that is in there. Yep. And so you got to really stomp it down when you're putting soil back in. Get your boot down in there, stomp it down, whatever you got to do to make that a little more compacted.
Well, the easiest thing to do is not to dig the hole so deep.
Agree, yeah, right? Totally.
Let's do less work, right?
Yep, and I love that. I mean, digging less, especially when you get the last 2 inches are the hardest ones too, right?
Right.
So yeah, Danny's right. This is planting your plants too low is a killer. Citrus can manage it and they'll survive, but they won't thrive. They won't make as much food. Your peaches, your apples, your avocados, these are actually going to die from being planted too low. So that's a great thing to hit on for sure. Okay, so we plant it right. What's our fertilization strategy?
Right now, me personally, if I was going to do anything, I was going to use some MicroLife Citrus. I wouldn't be overly concerned about that right now. I'd be rather trying to maintain the water, maintain the tree. Let's get closer to spring, and then we start the fertilization process.
Absolutely. It's pretty cool Tom called, because when it comes to planting citrus, to me this is, no matter what, if we're just looking at an overview yearly calendar, this is my favorite season to plant it in. I like planting it in early September. It's still warm out. You can get 3 months or so of growth. If we do have a freezing cold winter, it's still, the roots aren't going to be quite established enough. You can still just pop it out of the pot, put it back in the pot and take it inside. It won't be 9 months of growth. It'll be 3 months of growth. But then if it's a mild winter, right, Danny, you can,
you got ahead of the curve.
Leave it in there. Yeah, exactly.
You bet.
Get a super good jump on spring.
Yeah, that's for sure. So yeah, this is a good time. I mean, it is warm outside right now, but, like I said, the trees are, that's what they do. They like the heat. So,
yeah, and a couple other kind of great things on citrus is they can handle some wet, but if you really want to kickstart those roots growing, don't keep them too soaked after the first couple weeks.
Right. Yeah, people love their plants to death.
Yes,
I'm a water every day, 3 times a day, just in case. Well, that's not.
Yeah,
always
I just want to
good.
Check on it. I want to check, and then a lot of times people's very first response to a plant problem is to put more water on it, and that's not always the thing to do.
Right, that could be the problem that's causing the bad look on the plant.
Yeah, and you think about that if you're watering your plant too much and it's planted too low.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's where the problem comes in.
So, Danny, did you say you guys have 50-something varieties of citrus?
54 different varieties.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's like quite an achievement.
Yeah, that is a lot. We've been out of citrus, you know, or maybe not totally out of citrus, but real low on all the varieties. And just maybe 2 weeks ago, we got them all in again. So we're in good shape.
That is awesome. Well, 281-496-5711. Talking with Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest down there, south of Richmond, Texas, a little bit. Beautiful spot. Its sister store, Enchanted Gardens, is over by Cinco Ranch, a little bit kind of southwest of Cinco Ranch. Both great places to go shop. Both super charming also. So, Danny, you guys got anything special going on? What's going on these days?
I'm just doing the fall veggies. That's in full swing right now. And like citrus is a big thing. And fruit trees in general. You know, people are trying to get everything back together from the freeze still. And, you know, all the shrubs are still really popular. It's amazing. A lot of people still hadn't, you know, finished up replacing stuff from the bad winter.
Right. Yeah. No, it is. But I mean, it's understandable. You want to wait till you get some crop going and then where we get the supply back going again.
So, yeah, you bet.
All good stuff.
And we're in the nursery business is in pretty good shape right now. I mean, so
okay.
The growers are coming back together and I think we may be over the part of the problem where we didn't have availability of different things. Some things are still off, but it's coming back together now.
That's excellent to hear. Excellent to hear. Well, that's a great kind of news piece, and we're super excited. We got Danny for 2 full hours here today, so he'll be back, 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek, and talk a little bit, answer a gardening question with him. And Home Show Garden Pros continues on Sports Radio 610.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We are Home Show Garden Pros, answering your gardening questions. And we keep that action happening with Bob Patterson, the Yard Geek at Southwest Fertilizer. Now, you guys got a lot of Yard Geeks there, right? A lot of people that can answer questions.
Lots of Yard Geeks here at Southwest Fertilizer.
That's
I'm not the only one. A lot of self-professed Yard Geeks here. So let's come on down and we'll help you.
I love that. You definitely can help somebody out. So Tom has a really tough question. You may actually have some bad news for Tom. So Tom asks, or he says, my hawthorn and ligustrum shrubs are older and starting to look thin and leggy. What should I add to help them grow more leaves?
Well, it's not all bad news. The ligustrums are one of the toughest plants I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I've seen some 40, 50-year-old ligustrums still thriving. So when they get tall and leggy, and let's think about this a little bit. Usually, you know, our shrub beds, we honestly ignore them, and we don't do a lot of things that we should be doing for them as they get tall, and they might get a little bit more shade on top of them so they don't get the sun they need. We don't prune them necessarily the right way and when we need to do it. But the main thing is that soil they're living in, it's honestly pretty old and depleted.
Right.
So, I mean, we go back to the basics. Get in there, trim back those ligustrums, and I think it was the hawthorns he was mentioning.
Yeah.
Let's trim those back about a third, shape them up a little bit, but then let's work on the soil. Let's really put a lot of compost a lot of good material in there. Feed it with a good organic fertilizer that has a lot of mycorrhizae in there to help develop a new root system with those tired plants. And then, of course, mulch them up. Make sure they, you know, look nice and everything else. I do think you can probably get a little bit more life out of those things.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, yeah, we have to pull the plug on them if they're just beyond help. But a lot of times they're just getting leggy. We need a little shaping them up and making sure we take care of that soil and giving them a good feeding. I think you should get some new growth in there and thicken them up a little bit.
And I like that order. Prune them back, then do your fertilizing and your mineral adding, then you mulch, all while it's kind of reduced plant material.
Mulch it on top, and that'll retain moisture on the bottom, keep them happy, and keep them from getting too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer. So a good layer of mulch is very important for that. Okay, friends, if you have any other questions, I'll be glad to help you. As Danny mentioned, we have lots of yard geeks here on staff at Southwest Fertilizer. But if you would like, you can take a picture and send it to me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.